A Wisconsin couple are among the activists trying to get Native Americans to grow more food for themselves. Donna Yahola is a member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, and is part Oneida. She says she's a big fan of food grown on the Oneida Reservation and the tribe's line of health food.
Especially like if I'm going to make Oneida corn soup, you know, I'll make sure I can get the corn from them, and instead of buying the canned hominy from the store. I really do feel that using our traditional foods makes us stronger, not only physically, but spiritually. It does something for us, too.
Mrs. Yahola says she also eats a lot of wild rice from the Bad River Reservation. Yahola's husband, Ben Yahola, is a member of the Muscogee tribe in Oklahoma and helps direct the Muscogee Food Sovereignty Initiative. That effort includes educational programs, intergenerational sharing of food, and teaching of sustainable agriculture practices. Ben Yahola says he'd like to get more tribes to rely less on government-supplied processed food.
We don't know the contents. From buffaloes on the hooves to buffalo meat in cans now, boneless turkeys, all this stuff that I've seen in our communities.
Yahola contends the processed food leads to some cases of diabetes among Native Americans. He says he plans to ask Muscogee tribal elders to expand the Food Sovereignty Initiative when the tribe has a constitutional convention next month. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.